Vayehi ki zokin Yitzchak. And it was when Yitzchak had become old. Vatechena einov mera'ois. And his eyes dimmed from seeing. Rashi explains three reasons why Yitzchak was not able to see. Rashi does not learn, like the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, that it was because of his old age that he could not see. And the Mefarshim explain different reasons why he does not learn Kipshutai. In the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash, and also in Sefer Be'er Yitzchak, they explain that since Yitzchak lived 180 years, and now he was at the age of 123, he still had one-third of his life left to live. It would not make sense when he still had one-third left to live that his eyes would already be dimmed because of old age. Therefore, Rashi learns different reasons why his eyes were dimmed. Va'ayin also in the Ritva, in Masechta Yuma, Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, who discusses why this pasuk cannot be learned kipshutai. Rashi brings down three reasons why Yitzchak was not able to see. His first reason is that it was because of the avodah zarah, the smoke of the ketores, of the burnt incense that Esav's wives were burning, that caused Yitzchak's eyes to get ruined. Secondly, he says, it was because of the tears of the malachim that were crying at the time of the Akedah. Tears fell down from Shemayim and fell into Yitzchak's eyes, and that ruined his eyesight. And third of all, Rashi says, it was because Hashem wanted Yaakov to get the brachas and not Esav. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused Yitzchak to be unable to see well. This way, he would not be able to differentiate between Yaakov and Esav. Vayikra, and Yitzchak called as Esav b'noi ha-gadol to Esav, his older son. Vayomer Elov b'ni, and he said to him, my son. Vayomer Elov hineni, and he answered, hineni, here I am. Although we find in Parshas Vayera, by the Parsha of the Akedah, that Avram said, hineni, in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Yomer hineni, Avram said, here I am. And Rashi says, kachi ani yosam shel chasidim, so is the response of pious people. And over here we see that it is Esav who is saying hineni. Maybe the pshat is because concerning the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, Esav was taka a chosid, a pious person. And therefore we can say that even by Esav, it is aniyosam shel chasidim, a response of chasidim, because concerning this mitzvah, he was a chosid. Vayomer, and Yitzchok said, hinei nozokanti, behold, I have aged. Lo yodati yoy moisi, I do not know the day of my death. Rashi brings down Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says that when a person approaches the age of the death of his father or mother, 5 years before and 5 years after, he must worry that he might too die at that age. And since Yitzchak was 123 years old at this point, and Sarah lived 127 years, he was worried that since he was within 5 years of his mother's age of death, that maybe he too would die now. And he said, Lo yadati yoy moisi, I do not know my death, the day of my death. Maybe I will reach the age of my mother, or maybe the age of my father who lived until 175. But if it is the age of my mother, I am now within 5 years of her death, and I have to worry that maybe my day of death is approaching. Viato, and now sono chelecho, sharpen your gear, telyecho, your sword that hangs on your side, vikashtecho, and your bow, vitzei hasode, and go out to the field, vitzuda litzoyed, and capture for me a capturing. Yitzchak was mizariz Esav. He warned Esav, be careful. When you bring this animal for me, make sure your knife is very sharp, and don't bring me a nevela, an animal that was not shachut properly. Also, make sure vitzuda litzoyed, capture a capturing for me. It should be a capturing that I will be able to eat. It should not be min hagezel, from something that is stolen, but rather something that was hefker. And the reason why Yitzchak, who considered Esav to be a tzaddik, was warning him about gezel and nevela, is because he wanted the bracha to be chal with the permission of Hashem. And the only way that Hashem would allow this bracha to be chal is if it was done totally in the proper way. Therefore, he was telling Esav, stay away completely from gezel, stay away completely from the vela. This way, this bracha will have a kiyum. Va'aseli matamim, and make for me delicacies, ka'asher ahavti, like I like. v'haviyoli, and bring it to me, v'oichelo, and I will eat it, ba'avur tivarecha nafshi b'terem omus, in order that my soul will bless you before I die. V'rivka shemas, and Rivka overheard this conversation, b'daber Yitzchak el Esav b'noi, when Yitzchak was speaking to Esav his son. Vayelech Esav hasodeh, and Esav went to the field, lotzud tzayit, to capture a capturing. But if he does not find an animal to capture, lehavi, he will bring min hagezel. V'rivka amra, and Rivka said, el Yaakov b'no, lemar, to Yaakov, her son, saying, hinei shomati savicho, behold, I heard your father, midaber el Esav achicha, speak to Esav your brother, lemar, saying, havi olit tzayit, bring for me a capturing, v'aseli matamim, and make for me delicacies, v'oichelo, in order that I will eat, va'avorechecha, and I will bless you, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, meaning, with his permission, lifnei moisi, before my death. Although we do not find the words lifnei Hashem in the words of Yitzchak earlier in the pasuk, it is obvious that this is what Yitzchak meant, that it should be with the permission of Hashem. That is why he warned Esau not to bring from Gezel and not to bring a nevela, in order that it should be lifnei Hashem, with Hashem's permission. V'yato, and now, v'ni, my son, shema b'koili, listen to my voice, la'asher ani mitzavo oisach, what I am commanding you. Lechno el hatzoin, go now to the sheep, v'kachli misham, and take for me from there. The reason why it says li is because this is not Gezel. Because it is written in my ksuba, in my marriage contract, that two goats are coming to me every day. Therefore, take two goats, shnei gidoy izim, toivim, good ones, ve'esa oisam matamim le'ovicho ka'asher ohev, and I will make them into delicacies for your father, like he likes. And although two goats seems to be a very large meal for one person, Rashi explains that one goat was for the Karban Pesach, since that night was Pesach, and the second goat was for matamim, for delicacies. And it comes out very good that that night was Pesach, because the Gemara says that by tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim yomav ushnoisav, he completes the days and years, they die on the same day that they are born. And since Yitzchak was born on Pesach, he was worried that he might die tonight, which was also Pesach. And Rashi is bothered that if Yitzchak sent Esav lotzut tzayit to capture a capturing, to go out into the forest and capture an animal, why would he think that this is Esav when he comes back with a goat, which is a farm animal? And Rashi says, it is because tamagdi kitamatzvi, a goat and a deer taste the same. So when Yaakov will bring back a goat, Yitzchak will think that he captured a deer. And you should bring it to your father, and he will eat it, in order that he will bench you before he dies. And Yaakov said to Rivka his mother, Hein Esav ochi ish soir, behold, Esav my brother is a hairy person, and I am a smooth-skinned person. Ulai yumusheni avi, perhaps my father will touch me. V'hayisi ve'enav kimsateya, I will be in his eyes like a mocker. V'hevesi olai klola v'lei v'rocho, and I will bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing. V'atoyme loy imoy, and his mother said to him, Olai kilalascha b'ni, upon me shall be your curse, my son. Ach shma b'koili, just listen to my voice, v'lech, and go, kachli, and take for me these goats. The foreigner learns on the words, Alai kilascha b'ni, Rivka was saying to Yaakov, you should not worry about the curse, because any curse that Yitzchak might give you will come upon me and not upon you. And the question is, on this Sephirna, why would that pacify Yaakov? If Yaakov was worried about a curse, he would be bothered whether the curse would come upon him or upon his mother. Therefore, Targum Onkelis learns differently, and he says, Olai is amer b'nevua. To me it was said through a nevua, d'layesun levataya aloch, that the curse will not come upon you. Rivka was saying that I received a nevuah through shame that said, V'rav yavod so'ir, the older one will serve the younger one, which means Esav will serve you. So it must be that this bracha will come to you and not to Esav. Olai, to me it was told, b'nevuah, kilalascha, that no curse will come upon you, b'ni, my son. There is a famous Vilna Gaon who differentiates between two words that mean perhaps, the word ulai and the word pen. And he explains that when the word pen is used, it means perhaps something will happen, but we don't want this thing to happen. Ulai means perhaps this might happen, but I do want it to happen. For example, by pen. Pen means I don't want it to happen. Pentid bokani haro vamati. Maybe evil will attach itself to me, vamati, and I will die. That is a pen, a perhaps, that he doesn't want it to happen. Pen almost oleho, lest I die because of her. Which is also pen, perhaps, which I don't want to happen. But ulai is a perhaps that I do want it to happen. Ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim b'seicho ir. Avram said, perhaps there are 50 tzadikim in Sodom, and this way you can save the city of Sodom because of those 50 people. Ulai, perhaps, I want it to happen. I want there to be 50 people there, and I want you to save Sodom. And also in Parshas Chayesara, when Eliezer said, ulai lo soive ho isha lo leches acharai, maybe the isha Rivka will not want to come after me to Eretz Canaan. Over there, Rashi says, ulai is chasavav, which means elai to me. Eliezer had a daughter, and he said he wanted Yitzchak to marry his own daughter. Ulai, which means elai to me, let Yitzchak marry my daughter. So it comes out when he said, ulai lo soive ho isha lo leches acharai, perhaps Rivka will not want to come to Eretz Canaan. He really wanted that to happen. He did not want Rivka to come to the land of Canaan. This way, Avram will take his daughter, Eliezer's daughter, for Yitzchak. And the question arises in this pasuk in Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Yud Beis, where Yaakov said, "Ulai yimusheni avi, perhaps my father will feel me, v'hayisi ve'enav kimsateya, I will be in his eyes like a mocker." According to this pshat that the Vilna Gaon says, ulai means perhaps, and I want it to happen. Over here, did Yaakov want Yitzchak to feel him and to know that it was really Yaakov and not Esav? The Ayin in the last Maritz Chias in Masechtas Makis, who answers that really Yaakov did want Yitzchak to know the truth, that he was really Yaakov and not Esav. It's just that he had to play along with this whole trick because this was a nevuah that was given to Rivka, that Yaakov has to get the brachis and not Esav. But in his heart, he wanted his father to know the truth, because Yaakov was the midah of emes, like it says, titin emes li Yaakov. Therefore, when it says, ulai yumusheni avi, this is also an ulai which he wants to happen. He wanted his father to feel him and to know that he was really Yaakov, because Yaakov is the midah of emes, and he wanted his father to know the truth. And the pasuk continues, Vayelech, and Yaakov went Vayikach, and he took the goats, Vayove Le'imoy, and he brought it to his mother, Vatas Imoy Matamim, and his mother made delicacies, Kaasher Ohev Oviv, like his father likes, Vatikach Rivka as Bigdei Esav Beno HaGodol, and Rivka took the clothing of Esav, her older son, HaChamudois. Rashi says, Tupshatim in Chamudois, either Chamudois means the clean ones, the clean clothing, or it means from the Lashon of Chomad, the desired ones, the clothing that Esav desired from Nimrod. He killed Nimrod in order to get these clothing. And these clothing were special clothing. They had pictures of animals on them. And when one wore these clothing, the animals thought that the wearer was also an animal, and they surrounded the wearer of these clothing. And this way, when one wore these clothing, he was able to hunt animals very easily because he was at close range to kill the animals. And these clothing, Nimrod got from Adam HaRishon. So Adam HaRishon had it, and then Nimrod had it, and then Esav took it from Nimrod. And the pasuk says, Asher ito baboyis, these clothing were with her, with Rivka, in her house. Although Esav had two wives, Bosmas and Yehudis, he did not trust his wives, and he kept his clothing in his mother's house. Vatalbesh es Yaakov beno hakoton, and he dressed Yaakov, her younger son, with these clothing. Ve'es oires gedoi ho'izim, and the skins of the goats, hilbisha al yodov, she clothed his hands, Yaakov's hands, v'alchelkas tavorov, and she also placed it on the smooth part of his neck. Vatitein es hamatamim, ves alechem asher asoso, biyad Yaakov beno. And she gave the delicacies and the bread that she made in the hands of Yaakov, her son. And he came to his father, and Yaakov said, Avi, my father. And Yaakov said, Hineni, here I am. Mi ato bini, which son are you? Vayomer Yaakov el Aviv, and Yaakov said to his father, Anoichi Esav bicharecha, I am Esav, your firstborn. Asisi kaasher dibarti eloi, I did like you told me. And Rashi explains that Yaakov was not lying, and this is the way we have to explain Yaakov's words. Anoichi, I am the one who is bringing to you the food. Esav bicharecha, Esav happens to be your firstborn. Asisi kaasher dibarto eloi, I did many things that you have told me in the past. Kumna, please get up, Shiva, and sit by the table. The Ochla, and eat mitzedi from my capturing. Maskel David asks, how was Yaakov able to say mitzedi from my capturing if he did not hunt this animal, but rather took a goat from his farm? And he answers, because the word sayid can mean two things. Either it can mean a capturing, or it can also mean food. Like it says, tzedo laderech, food for the way. So he meant, va'ochlo, and eat mitzedi for my food, ba'avur tivarachani nafshecho, in order that your soul will bless me. Va'yomer Yitzchak, and Yitzchak said, el benoy, to his son, ma'zeh miharto, how are you so quick, limsai, to find an animal, bini, my son? Va'yomer, and Yaakov answered, ki hikra Hashem lekech lefonai, because Hashem, your God, arranged it to happen before me. Va'yomer Yitzchak el Yaakov, and Yitzchak said to Yaakov, Gishono va'amushcha bni, come close and let me feel you, my son. Ha'ata zeh bni Esav imloi, are you really my son Esav or not? Yitzchak was doubting if this was really Esav, since Esav did not have Shem Shemayim Shogur Befiv. The name of Hashem was not fluent in his mouth during casual conversations, as opposed to Yaakov, who did have Shem Shemayim Shogur Befiv. And when Yitzchak heard that this person said, Ki hikra Hashem Elokecha lefonai, he was doubting that maybe this was not Esav, but really Yaakov. And although Yitzchak considered Esav to be a tzaddik, this was not a negative statement concerning Esav that he was not Shem Shemayim Shogur Befiv. Just the opposite. Yitzchak considered this to be a maila, because since Esav used to be in the fields and hunt, it was not proper to always mention Hashem's name under those circumstances. And therefore, it showed that he was very careful with the shame of Hashem. Vayigash Yaakov el Yitzchak Aviv, and Yaakov came close to Yitzchak, his father, Vayimushehu, and he felt him. Vayomer, and he said, Hakoil kol Yaakov, the voice sounds like Yaakov, Vahayodayim yidei Esav, but the hands feel like Esav. He felt his hands, and he felt they were hairy. So he said, his hands feel like Esav, but the voice sounds like Yaakov, which Rashi explains that it means, because Yaakov said, Kumna Shiva, please sit by the table. And it was not the way of Esav to speak so politely, because we find Esav saying, Yokum Avi, get up my father, without saying please. And again, this was not a negative statement against Esav, because we find people who are very great people that still spoke harshly. And this is what he is saying, Koil kol Yaakov, the voice sounds like Yaakov, who said please, V'hayodayim yidei Esav, but the hands feel like Esav. V'lehi kiroi, he did not recognize Yaakov, ki hoyu yodav kidei Esav ochev se'irois, because his hands were like the hands of Esav, se'irois, hairy. V'yavarachehu, and he benched him. V'ayin sefornu, who explains the reason for this bracha. Since the Gemara says that one who is choshed b'ksherim, one who accuses somebody who is kosher of doing something wrong, he must give him a bracha. Over here, Yitzchak was accusing this person of not being Esav. When he found out that it was Esav, or at least he thought it was Esav, Vayvarcheu, he gave him a bracha because he was choshed b'ksherim. Vayomer, and he said, Ato zeh bni Esav, is this really my son Esav? Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Oni, I am. And again, Yaakov was not lying, as Rashi says. He said, Oni, I am who I am. Vayomer, and Yitzchak said, Hagisholi, bring me close, va'oichlo, this way I may eat mitzeid bni, from what my son captured, leman tivarecho nafshi, in order that my soul will bless you. Vayagish lo vayochal, he brought him clothes and he ate. Vayove lo yain vayesht, and he brought him wine and he drank. Vayomer elov Yitzchak aviv, and Yitzchak his father said to him, Kishana ushako li bini, come close and kiss me, my son. Again, he was doubting him if it was really Esav. He wanted to smell him and see if he smelled like the field, since Esav was an Ish Sodeh. Vayigash, and he came close. Vayishak loy, and he kissed him. Vayorach esreach begodov, and he smelled the fragrance of his clothing. Vayivarachehu, and he benched him. Vayomer, and he said, Re'ei reach bini, I see that the fragrance of my son is kereach sodeh, like the smell of the field, asher berachoy Hashem, that Hashem blessed him. When Yaakov came close to Yitzchak, Yitzchak smelled the smell of Gan Eden, because the clothing that Yaakov was wearing was originally from Adam HaRishon, and therefore it had the fragrance of Gan Eden. And after Yitzchak smelled this fragrance, Vayivarachehu, he was ready to give Esav, who he thought was Esav, the brachas. We see in this parasha six instances where Yitzchak was doubting if this was really Esav, maybe it was Yaakov. Right when Yaakov walked in Pasuk Yud Ches, the Pasuk says, Mi'ato v'ni. Yitzchak said, which son are you? Are you Esav or are you Yaakov? And then the second time, in Pasuk Chaf, he said, Ma'ze mi'harto limsoi b'ni. How are you so quick to find an animal? In Pasuk Chaf Aleph, he doubted him because it was Shem Shomayim Shogor b'fiv, since he says, Ki hikra Hashem lekech lefonai. Hashem, your God, has arranged for this to happen before me. And Esav was not Shem Shomayim Shogor b'fiv. The fourth time he doubted was when he saw that this person said a loshen tachnunim. He spoke politely, kum no shiva, please get up and sit by the table. And Esav was somebody who spoke more harshly. The fifth time in Pasuk Chav Dalet, he said, ato zeh b'ni Esav, are you really my son Esav? And the last time, the sixth time in Pasuk Chav Vav, it says, gishono ushako li b'ni. Yitzchak said, come close, kiss me, my son. I want to see if you smell like the field, since Esav was an Ish Sodeh. Zok Rashi inside, Pasuk Aleph, Vatech Eno, and the eyes of Yitzchak became dimmed. Zok Rashi, Ba'oshnon Shel Elu, because of the smoke of these Esav's wives, Shehoye Ma'ashnois U'Maktirois La'Avodah Zarah, because they would burn incense for Avodah Zarah. The Mefarshim ask, why was this smoke only bothering Yitzchak and ruined Yitzchak's vision and not Rivka's? Sifsei Chachamim answers, because Rivka was already used to the smoke of Avodah Zarah since she grew up in the house of Lavan and Besuel. So Rashi Dova Acher, Kishenekar Agabi HaMizbeach, when Yitzchak was tied on the Mizbeach by the Akedah, V'haya Oviv Roitzel Shachtoi, and his father wanted to slaughter him, Ba'oisei Shah, at that time, Niftechu HaShomayim, the heavens opened, V'ra'u Malachi Ashores, and the Malachim saw how Avram was about to kill Yitzchak, V'hayu Boichim, and they were crying, V'yordu Dimoiseihem, and their tears came down from heaven, V'naflu al Einov, and fell on Yitzchak's eyes, L'fichach ko'u Einov, therefore his eyes were dimmed. And you really have to understand that this episode occurred when Yitzchak was 37 years old. Now Yitzchak was 123 years old. Why did his eyes first become dimmed so many years later? Davar Acher Zok Rashi, Kedei Sheitol Yaakov Es HaBrachas. The reason why Yitzchak's eyes were dimmed was in order that Yaakov will be able to take the brachos. Because if his eyes were dimmed, he would not be able to differentiate between Yaakov and Esav. Lo yadati yoy moisi, I do not know the day that I will die. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcho, imagia adam leperek avoisav, when one approaches the age of his fathers, yidak, he has to worry, chamesh shonim lefneim v'chamesh la'acharchein, 5 years before his parents' death, and 5 years after the age that they died. V'yitzchak haya ben kufchav gimel, Yitzchak at this point was 123 years old. Ki Yaakov ben Samach Gimel Kishinis Borech, because Yaakov was 63 when he got the brachos. Ayin Rashi at the end of this parsha. Omar, he said, Shemel Perik Imi Ani Magia. Maybe I will only live as long as my mother. V'hi bas kulchav zayin mesa, and she died at the age of 127. V'hareini ben heishonim samach lepirka, and I am within 5 years of the age that she died. L'fichach le'yadati yoymoisi, therefore I do not know the day of my death. Shema leperek imi, shema leperek abo. Maybe I will only live as long as my mother, or maybe I will live as long as my father, who lived 175 years. And one has to wonder, according to this Rashi, why Yitzchak was worried that he was going to die at the age of 123. If a person has to worry 5 years before the death of his parents, he should have worried 1 year earlier at the age of 122, which is within 5 years of his mother's death. Zot Rashi telyecha, charbecha, it means your sword. The word telyecha means the thing that hangs, shederech letloisa, because a sword is the derech to hang on the side of his belt. Sana, lashon hashchasa, it means to sharpen. Ka'oisa sheshoninu, like we learned in Be'ah, e mashchisin es asakin, one may not sharpen a knife, avol mesia agabi cheverta, he is allowed to rub it on another knife. Chadei tzadkincha ushchot yofa, sharpen your knife and shecht well. Shalei tachileni nevela, you shall not give me to eat a nevela. Mitzuda li, capture for me, mina hefker, take from something that is ownerless, v'loi mina gezel, and not something that is stolen. Lotzut tzayed lahavi, mahu lahavi, why does the pasuk say lahavi? Im layimsa tzayed, if Esav will not find something to capture, yavi mina gezel, he will bring from something that is stolen. Lifnei Hashem, I will bless you before Hashem, birushusai, with his permission. Sheyaskim al yodi, because he will agree to what I'm doing. Vikachli, take for me two goats. Mishelihem, they are mine. Ve'enom gezel, they are not stolen. Shekach kosov lo Yitzchak b'ksuvoso. So did Yitzchak write in her marriage contract, litoil, shnei gedoi izim b'chol yoim, that she was allowed to take two goats every day. Shnei gedoi izim, v'chi shnei gedoi izim hoyim acholei shal Yitzchak, were two goats a meal for Yitzchak. It was too much food. Ela Pesach hoya, it was Pesach. Ho echad hikriv lepischoy, one goat he bought for a carbon Pesach. Ve echad also matamim, and the other one he used for delicacies. The Pirkei de Rav Eliezer, this was brought down in Pirkei de Rav Eliezer. Kasher ohev, the way he likes it. Kitam agdi kitam atzvi, Yitzchak will not wonder why he is being brought a farm animal, a goat, when he asked for a tzayin. Because a goat tastes like a tzvi, like a deer, and he will think he is eating a deer. Ish soyer, Esav is bal ser, he is full of hair, and I am a smooth-skinned person. Maybe my father will feel me, yumusheni, kimoi, memashish b'tzarayim, groping in the afternoon. And Rivka took the clothing of Esav hachamudois, zakrashi hanekiois, the clean ones, kitagume, like Targum says, dachyosa. He desired them from Nimrod. He killed Nimrod and took these clothing. Asher ito baboyis, the clothing that were with her in her house. Esav had two wives, and he is keeping his clothing by his mother. Ella only shayaboki b'maasehen v'choshton. He knew good and well what type of women he married, and he knew their deeds, and he accused them that maybe they would steal it. And that's why he kept his clothing by his mother. Anochi Esav bicharecha, I am Esav, your firstborn. Did Yaakov really lie? Zagrashi, no. Anochi hamevilecha, I am the one who is bringing this to you. Ve'esav hu bicharecha, Esav is your firstborn. Osisi, I did kamadvarm kashi dibarto eloi, I did many things that you told me. Shiva, Loshen Mesav al Shulchan, it means to recline by a table. Lekach Meturgam, that's why Targum says Istachar, which means sitting by a table. Gishonov Amushcha, come close and let me feel you. Amar Yitzchak Beliboy, Yitzchak said in his heart, Ain derech Esav liyeh shem shemayim shogu b'fiv, it is not the way of Esav to have the name of Hashem fluent in his mouth by casual conversations. Vizeh Omar, and this one said, Ki hikra Hashem lekecho, Hashem your God made it happen before me. Zakrashi Koil Yaakov, it is the voice of Yaakov. Shemedabe beloshen tachnunim, he speaks in a polite manner. Kum na, please get up. Aval Esav beloshen kantuya diber, Esav spoke harshly. Yokum avi, get up, my father. And this Rashi needs an explanation, because why did Rashi have to come on to a new reason why Yitzchak thought it was Kol Yaakov? Rashi before said the reason why he thought it was Kol Yaakov was because it was Shem Shamayim Shogur B'fiv. So why did Rashi have to add now a new reason that since he spoke politely, that's why he thought it was Kol Yaakov? V'ayim b'sefer maskil l'david. Vayomer oni, and Yaakov said, I am. Lo omer ani Esav, he did not say, I am Esav. Elo oni, I am who I am. Vayorach, and Yitzchak smelled the reach begodim, There is no worse smell than hairs of a goat. It teaches us that with Yaakov entered with him the smell of Gan Eden, because these clothing were originally from Adam Arishon, who came from Gan Eden. It had the smell of the field that Hashem blessed. Hashem gave it a good smell. And this is the field of apples. This is how our Chachamim expound upon this pasuk.